we have toured the main rooms of the mansion and enjoyed their period furnishings, we will now switch themes and begin our tour of the mansion's exhibits on the history of the region. Room 1, Extinct Fauna. This first room was originally the bedroom of the family's youngest son. When the building was donated, the children's bedrooms were made into display rooms for the historic exhibits, owing to limited space available. This room is entitled Formation of the Territory and Extinct Fauna of Patagonia. We will begin by learning about how the territory was first populated. When the first bands of hunter-gatherers migrated from Asia across the Bering Strait to the northern end of the American continent some 20,000 years ago, they never imagined the vast territory that they would encounter. The land bridge they crossed had formed at the end of the Ice Age, during a geologic period known as the Pleistocene. Along with humans, many new animal species also reached the continent this way. Those distant times call to mind amazing herbivores such as the Mitolon, the ancient llama Macrauchenia, the American horse, and the giant sloth. Also inhabiting the land were terrifying carnivores that preyed on those huge plant-eaters. These included the saber-toothed tiger, the American panther, and the giant bear. These species were quick to adapt to the natural environments the continent offered, sharing the landscape and sometimes competing with Native American fauna. The human groups that attract these huge creatures developed new ways of life and found places to colonize, but they also continued to explore these new lands. Continually on the move, these first Americans left their traces throughout the North and Central America. As well as in the South American continent. According to the most widely accepted theories, these groups of hunters gradually moved southward, populating the region as they went. In just a few thousand years, they had reached the remote lands of Patagonia. Continuing along this timeline, the human prehistory of Patagonia and Tierra del Fuego is usually considered to have begun around 11 to 12,000 years ago, around the end of the last ice age. It was at this time that the first bands of land-based hunter-gatherers reached Última Esperanza, the Magallanes region, and Tierra del Fuego. At that time, the landmass of the entire region was connected and the ice was retreating. The Strait of Magellan is believed to have originated around 8 to 9,000 years ago, while the Beagle Channel was formed somewhat more recently. At the end of the Pleistocene era, the Patagonian landscape looks quite different from what it looks today. At that time, the glaciers that are now found in the Andes Mountains stretch further to the east, and instead of the Strait of Magellan, the Otway Sound, and the Inútil Bay, there was a series of huge lakes surrounded by land that connected the Tierra del Fuego with the mainland. Traces of the region's ancient inhabitants have been preserved in its caves and rock shelters. Systematic archaeological excavations carried out at these sites have uncovered the bones of animals that were consumed here, as well as evidence that these ancient humans used bones and rocks to manufacture instruments. The satellite map before you shows the distribution of animals in this period. In the same display case, we can see resin casts of saber-toothed tiger teeth, Mitolon bones, a piece of jawbone from an American horse, and a femur of an ancient bear, Arctotherium. This femur is one of the few pieces of evidence showing that this creature inhabited southern Patagonia. Across from this display case are a series of maps showing how the territory was formed, along with evidence of its geological history such as sediment samples or cylindrical core samples, petrified items, and fossils of leaves and seashells, all of which were found during petroleum prospecting activities. We will continue our historical journey through the Magallanes region by moving on to room number 9.